Hey, Sweet.
Hey, Savories.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm AJ, and this is the
Sweet or Savory Podcast.
This is our last podcast of 2023.
We'll take a little break after Christmas, because Christmas is coming up. And Julie is here with us. Hello, Julie.
Hello. Hey, Julie.
How's it going? I like your hair.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
The impulsive pregnancy thoughts won, and I chopped it off.
Yeah, wait, you chopped it off yourself.
Good. I saw you cutting it on your Instagram, but I haven't seen the final product.
Here it is. I have a friend who normally cuts my hair, and she totally, like, she was planning to do it.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I can't make the drive anymore. I'm too tired. Yeah. She lives like an hour away.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, I don't know if I can trust a cheap salon compared to having my friend who's like a professional, like really good, always do it. So, oh, hello. Was that Bean?
Bean? You don't like her hair?
What's happening?
Messed up.
I'm so offended. Like, you couldn't even fake it for me.
Oh my God, Bean, that's rude.
That's so rude.
Anyway, I was like, who do I trust more? Cheap salon or me?
Or yourself.
And I decided myself for free, and then my friend could always fix it if it was like too bad.
It yes. honestly so that's what we looks did. Good. What the heck?
I watched a tutorial.
I feel like I would be so bad at it, but yours looks like you got it actually.
It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Hmm. I have been wanting a buzz cut, actually.
No,
but
Julie,
Alyssa
tell him no.
Want it. No. No one wants it for me.
Like a full buzz. Chop everything off.
Yeah, everything off. Fade it, of course, make it look still more like, yeah, more like a military cut.
You know what?
Fade in.
Do it.
I think if there's a little on top.
Yeah, a little on top
do
for
it.
Sure.
Do it. Do it.
I think that could work.
Even my barber, her name is Lulu, she's like, I'm sure that Alyssa doesn't want it. She's like, I don't think you should.
Honestly, I feel like the more someone tells you not to do something makes you want to do it more. So do it. Whatever. I don't care.
Dang.
Do it. It's your life. It's your hair. Just don't be surprised if I stop looking at you.
Well, depending on how that goes, we can discuss it in next year's end of the year recap. Unless you do it in the next 11,
right.
like 12
then
days.
Then it'll still be a part of 2023.
But for now, let's talk end of 2023 recap. How's that for a segue?
That's really good, Julie.
Professional.
Really good. Really pretty good.
So,
really pretty good.
So today I want to hear all about your 2023 top highlight moments, top thing, like, podcasts, movies, songs, everything you loved this year. And you know what? My business brain is going, let's put some affiliate links in this description.
Oh, that's
let
a good
the
idea.
People shop.
That is a really good idea.
Give us a shopping post.
I honestly have some really good recommendations of products that I think are worth it.
Do you guys have those like Amazon storefronts, or do you have any type of shopping?
I do. Yeah, I don't share it as often as I should. But
well,
I
now's
do have
the perfect time, I think, for people to check that out, because you'll mention some things that you got this year, maybe.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Great idea.
That's a really good idea.
Great idea.
Julie, you're so smart.
Okay, so let's start off with maybe what will be the trickiest one, because you not only have to decide this, but you also have to describe it for our audio-only listeners.
That's right. That's
and that is, describe this year in three emojis.
Oh.
Yes, that's tough.
So
that's tough.
We'll give you a little only time three. To decide, and then
I actually think I have mine already.
You have yours?
Okay. Well, I'm like, I have two out of the three. Okay. I think the first one that comes to mind for mine is the crying emoji.
No.
Because there are a lot of tears this year.
Which one, though?
The
streaming
real,
down
the streaming
or just the one
down. The Gen Z crying emoji, which is the one. Because it is both happy and sad tears.
That's true. That's true.
Just a lot of change and a lot of new things happened this year. So it came with just a lot of emotions and a lot of tears. So that's one. The second emoji is the music notes emoji. because I think I've sang and done more music this year than I have in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So music emoji, crying face, music emoji. And then the last one is the heart emoji. This one.
With the hands.
With the hands.
Yep.
I think I use that emoji the most when I'm commenting on people's Instagram photos. I just love it.
Alyssa, me too. The other day I was like, I need to choose a different one only because I'm embarrassed at how much I use that one.
I like it more than the heart because it's as if I'm doing this to you in real life. Uh-huh. That's, when I am commenting that, it's because I'm doing it actually. Mm-hmm. So to me, this represents love and just like good vibes. So although there were tears, there's still a lot of love.
Oh, I love it.
Did you guys talk on your Gen Z episode about the difference between the ways to do
that?
Yeah, we talked about this. So for the non-YouTube watching, the Gen Z way is it's two hands. You're using your fingers.
It's a finger hook, essentially.
A finger hook. Mm-hmm. And then the regular or millennial or, I don't know, normal way is your hands. Like you're curving the hands, just like the emoji shows.
And Nathan's mom always does the Korean heart. Yeah, the finger and the thumb.
Is she the Filipino one?
Yeah, both his parents are Filipino,
babe.
I'm stupid. She must watch a lot of K-pop or Filipino channel.
Because they do that a lot.
Yeah. Or not K-pop, K-drama. But yes, I'm for those watching, I'm on my phone because I'm looking through my phone photo roll and emojis because I'm looking at like highlights of the year as well to kind of gauge this question. The emojis. But for now, I'm going to put the house emoji because we've been in our house for a year.
Ooh.
So getting to just enjoy the house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Dog paw.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Because Kitschy died this year. And also then we got Misu. So a lot of dog events. And then... I would say the microphone to represent like tour, of course, and then represent all the things that we do entertainment wise, which is cool, including the podcast. So those are my three.
That's awesome.
I love it. I thought you were going to say, because I was looking at it, the poop emoji because the dogs eat.
We've talked about it a little bit on the pod.
I thought you talked about it last week, maybe. Yeah. But maybe I just made that up. So
did we talk about?
We can cut this part out.
No, well, we can recap it really quick. Misu, this little girl right here, she just gets into the most crazy shenanigans, and one of them includes eating her brother's poop. We don't know why she does it. We asked the vet why, and they said that it's just a thing that dogs do sometimes, and it can be genetic. And a lot of the times it's for out of boredom because they chucked everything and she's normal and she's healthy. So it's not good. Nutrients. Like her food is good. She's just doing it because she likes it probably.
Mm-hmm. She smells the leftover
food. Yeah, tell them what happened yesterday or today. She was like looking for him.
Oh yeah, like I was just standing watching Bean take a number two
on guard.
I was on guard. I was standing there and I looked over to see where Misu is. Misu's at the other end of the backyard, trying to look on each side of me because I was like
trying to just block
that he was pooping. So she's like looking on each side of
like,
my body.
Like, how can I get through?
Yeah.
Sometimes, oh my God, sometimes I'll see her like smell it and then lick her lips. Oh, it's so disgusting.
What's that food thing called where you want to eat dirt? And like paper and stuff? Yeah, it's like for humans, I mean.
Ew.
Food craving dirt.
She definitely has geophagia,
craving and eating dirt. And then, oh yeah, pica, that's what I'm thinking of. Pica is an eating disorder in which a person eats things not usually considered food.
That's her. Interesting. You have it. You have pica.
Anyway,
Anyway. Least favorite moment of 2023.
Yeah. So that note,
we lost AJ's audio, I think. Oh. Did we?
Yeah. Cause I freaking hit mute on the mic like an idiot.
Okay.
Hearing.
So on that note of your least favorite moment, what were some of your favorite moments this year?
You go first. You go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, as much as we talk crap on Misu, getting Misu was really awesome because it was just a new energy to the house. You know, Bean was like very hesitant at first, but we loved seeing that they got along. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He licks her ears and like calms her down. Like it's really cute to watch.
When they were like kind of fighting at first. I mean, they still like fight a little bit, but that's been really cool. So having a little fur daughter has been
how
very
old
cool.
is she now?
She is
9 months.
Oh.
6 months. She's 9 months.
9 months.
She's not even a year yet, so she's definitely still a puppy.
Yeah.
Little puppy girl.
Some of our best friends had babies, which is awesome, including my stepbrother. So getting to meet all the little ones and the creation of life has been really great.
New puppies and new babies.
Yes, that's right. I don't have my ring on. I just want to let people know. Doesn't mean anything.
Wow. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Is it because you're pregnant and your hands are swollen?
Oh, dang. When did you have
that's
to
not why,
take
AJ?
It off?
I actually just took it off like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Sad day.
I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You want to trade back and forth? Go ahead.
Yeah. Favorite moment for me? Well, one of them was tour because it was a cool experience being a tour wife and seeing what it was like being on tour. And then ending in Hawaii was super fun.
Yeah.
Getting to just chill and hang out with Bretman Rock. That was fun. Yeah, I think tour is like my most favorite moment. It's hard for me to even remember the beginning of the year. It feels so far, long,
we were busy
because
we had just got the house and stuff. And
we were just married.
Yeah, essentially just married, you know.
That's crazy.
Just moved out. Right, of like Long Beach. So starting a new chapter and whatnot.
That feels
you worked
like
at Disney.
So, yeah, that feels so long ago, even though it was just this year.
And you quit Disney end of January.
Mm-hmm. I think quitting Disney was, it's like at least, it's hard to say that that's a favorite because I miss a lot of it, but I also don't miss the job part of it. I just miss working at Disney and my friends.
Yeah.
But, and the perks, duh. But I don't miss
corporate life.
The corporate life, yeah. No. So leaving corporate America was a favorite for sure.
Everyone I talk to about corporate, it's just, I have not met someone who loves that world. Probably except for execs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even they probably don't love it. I mean, I know a lot of execs that just want to quit their jobs and start their own businesses, you know? So
I think it's also the California bubble, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I know people who love it who aren't surrounded by freelancers.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Here, it's like you see everyone else having total freedom in their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And then you think that's normal and then you hate your corporate job.
That's
but I feel like
so
there's
true.
People that like their society functions more with their corporate job, so it's easier.
True.
Honestly,
or like it's more enjoyable.
I can see that because if I didn't have like a passion for singing and acting, honestly, a corporate job for me would be fine because I do well on structure.
Mm-hmm.
So structure for me is not the issue. It's the lack of freedom and the lack of like pursuing my dream. So honestly, I can see how I think that's what you're saying, Julie. It's like I'm surrounded by so many people who have the freedom. And so like I couldn't stay. But I think for some people it might be, you know, really great. Like structure is good and having a path is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. And other places people aren't like, hey, do you want to do this on Wednesday at 4 p.m.? Like you do things on the weekend.
Yeah.
So then if you have a corporate job, you're not missing out because that's what everyone does. But here, if you have a corporate job, it's kind of like, oh, I have to work. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a different schedule.
Yeah.
True.
So one year later, you feel good?
Almost 1 year.
It's not 1 year yet.
Almost.
I feel like I won't feel good until I booked something, honestly. Like, that's just honest, the honest truth. I feel like I'm still like searching for the validation that I'm supposed to be doing this.
I mean, you have done a lot of cool things that you would not be able to do with the corporate job.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
you know what I mean?
Traveling and being able to do just like you said, things that aren't just on the weekends. Cause I was so limited to my schedule when I was working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And I wouldn't have been able to say yes to any of those. So
like going on tour.
Yeah, like going on tour. Yeah. So, but I still think for I will need at least something to feel like, okay, like this is my love. Like this is why I'm doing this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you know, Julie, being a freelancer for a very long time as well. And Nathan, and yeah, I've been doing it since I was 16 years old, you know, and it does take a while. Definitely took me more than a year to feel like, to really know that this is kind of how it's meant to happen, you know, or the pace of things. And I don't know if we talked about it on this pod, just like the ebb and flow of being in our industry, you know, and being content creators and influencers and musicians and stuff. We'll have really good months and then not. And then, and then even on the, in the actor / audition world and stuff, it's really a numbers game as well. So you're just kind of waiting. Sometimes you're waiting for it to hit and whatnot, but in between those times, we'll make our own opportunities and do our own cool stuff, like this podcast and the fun, other fun videos and things that we do and all that. But yeah, I know it's, it might be hard to be discouraged. I mean, it's easy to be discouraged during all of that, but it's the persistence and the patience and, you know, climbing the mountain and the journey that makes it all kind of fulfilling.
I'll feel that once I get there.
I feel like
I'm just trying not to be fake about it. You know what I mean?
Like, I really like that.
Yeah.
I think that's more needed too in creative fields, because so many people are like, I'm quitting my job, I'm living my dream finally. And they only show the part that's like the dream part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of deceiving how difficult it is
and
how risky it is
and how it takes time. Like, I've just been, I mean, I've been working on things and like working towards the goal, but I feel like I'll need to be doing something, or even like, I haven't even been creative or fulfilled creatively about like my own content and stuff. Like, I want to be doing more, but I haven't been creatively like motivated to. So there's also ebb and flows in that also, where like sometimes you're like really creative and you want to be putting out videos every day. And sometimes you're like, I don't feel like this isn't making me happy doing this. So I can't keep doing it. I'm just going to keep focus on like doing other things. So.
Well, and then we can use moments like this where we are able to try to pinpoint what things are fulfilling us or not. And then use it as motivation.
Yeah.
Do you guys always do a big reflection around New Year's?
Yeah, I do a huge
vision board party
in the beginning of January, just to reflect on like all my intentions that I set for the year. It's less of resolutions and more of setting intentions and goals. And I don't know. Some people might think of it as the same thing, but I think of it more as like, you're just like restructuring the path, like your path of life, and figuring out if you're, you know, how to get to the last step. So we do that every year with our siblings and friends who just want to join in on the fun. And I usually lead like a whole manifestation and vision boarding kind of session. And we have like magazines and we put out vision boards. And a lot of the times, like I've been like a really super master manifester, but I haven't been doing it in a long time. I just haven't. I think I've been so like disorganized mentally that I'm looking forward to doing it this year.
Yeah. We should share those results and all that. We've never, I don't think we've been doing, actively doing the pod while we've had vision boards and stuff.
So. No, we haven't. So I think that'll be the next pod. The first one that is in 2023 will be all about 2024, all about what we are setting our intentions for the year and how we're doing that.
How about just some fun, quick ones, like what you listened to and watched this year? So let's start off with your favorite podcast, other than Sweet or Savory and Really Pretty Good, of course. Because let's just assume those are numbers one and two.
Obviously.
But what other podcasts did you listen to this year that you loved?
Okay, so I'm a big Bachelor fan.
Yes,
Bachelor
yes,
Nation fan. And I love listening to just Bachelor recaps. I know I've been kind of falling off on watching The Bachelor consistently, but this year The Golden Bachelor was just the best. Like, I think it's the best that The Bachelor has ever put out. And so my favorite Bachelor recap podcast is The Vial Files. It's Nick Vial. He was a former Bachelor. He was on the show as well. And I love his podcast. I would love to be on it one day or meet him.
I went to high school with his brother.
No way.
We talk still. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So that season actually is when I stopped watching The Bachelor because it was
too
real.
Close.
I was like, yeah. This is my hometown. I don't know if I want to know these things.
That's so crazy.
Oh my gosh. And he has what, 9 brothers and sisters, right? He has a huge family.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. I can't remember. I think it's like 12 total.
That's crazy.
But yeah.
I love his it.
His brother Luke is really great. Their whole family is really great. I don't know them all, but I know his brother Luke mostly.
How cool. But yeah.
So I didn't know he had a podcast. So I'll have to listen.
Oh, it's a great podcast. It's very well produced.
And he dives deep into like reality shows and things like that. But he also has the people who are on
call
those shows
in
come
for
in.
Advice.
Oh, yep. That's cool.
Yeah.
He has crazy guests.
Crazy guests. There's anonymous ones. There's also like mediations where people will come in with like, it's mostly been couples and they'll like basically go through a couples therapy session without the therapy. But I think Nick is really good about seeing both sides of things. So that's my favorite podcast right now. I don't miss an episode. How about you?
Yes, my favorite podcast of the year, it's kind of random. It's called James Cameron's Titanic Scene by Scene.
Oh, yeah. You've been listening to that.
Brittany Butler and Ethan Bram. And I think it was just like a fun project for them, or where they literally go scene by scene. Like one episode is on just a few scenes and like their feelings about it. Because I had recently watched Titanic over again and I was kind of looking for like commentary on it and stuff and like behind the scenes. And it was cool. I mean, they're just fans of the Titanic, of the movie. And so I enjoy, I guess like podcasts don't have to necessarily be like very time relevant. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the podcast that will just kind of like live on because it's about a specific topic or a specific time or a specific thing about pop culture.
How do you even find podcasts like this? Are they just popping up on your discovery page?
Well, like, what I first do is I like to watch YouTube videos that are like deep dives of movies, Marvel, things like that.
Oh yeah. He's always watching Easter egg videos of different Marvel things.
So I was looking for a Titanic one at first, and then I just typed it in on Spotify just to randomly see if there was one, and it just happened to be there. So wow. It's not like it just like came to me. Like I was just searching for one, actually.
I'm inspired because I feel a little bored with podcasts. Like I was just saying this to Nathan yesterday with movies and shows. It's like there's so much content out there, and yet I still feel like I don't know what to listen to or I don't know what to watch.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is good for anyone who wants to start one. It's like, yeah, do it because more people still need more content. But it's kind of hard to find a good podcast, I feel.
Yeah, I agree because it's hard to start from the very beginning when there's so much of that episode, but then you want to be caught up on like the inside jokes or
plus have when a hard you're just time. Like used to sweet or savory top tier content right. Now it's like quality everything content. Else is so bad so you're like, yeah exactly.
I got you flowers.
You got me flowers?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Why? Oh my God, these are so nice. Wow.
It's called a white Christmas bouquet.
These are so nice.
Oh.
Oh. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Look at how beautiful these are. There's snow on the pine cones. I was like, what is that? What is actually that made of? That's so nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So sweet, just for Christmas?
So I'll put them over here.
Whoa, yeah. It looks like the bottom kind of looks like a Christmas tree bark.
A tug.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. All the white stuff. Shoot. Oh, what no. is that white stuff on it?
It's just like...
It's like soap?
Maybe.
Anyway.
Like looks like cocaine. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know what that looks like.
I would hope not. I'll clean that off later. It's okay.
Okay, let's move on to favorite movies of the year. So what were each of your top watches?
I'm going to have to go with...
It's hard.
I was going to say Barbie.
Actually, that's mine.
Because I recently was watching it again because I had... I was playing for Simu Liu for his recent music show. So we were listening to the music and all that. But I'm sure there's an earlier one because Barbie came out, that's during the strike. So it was like June,
yeah,
July.
The summer.
Ooh, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 came out in 2023. So that is a great one for me. Loved it. And then Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. So those are my top three. Very like
you
pop
picked
culture.
Three too. You're only supposed to pick one.
I know, you're right. Okay, if I had to absolutely choose one, I think I'd go with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the animation is wild. The storyline, plot, voiceover acting is amazing. And I recently got a Spider-Punk tattoo because of that movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. So. You haven't seen it?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
I did. I watched it alone in the movie theater.
Aww.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard a bad thing about any of the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. I haven't either. They're all well-loved.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Yep.
Even the ones that aren't that good are still good. Yeah.
Safe choice. What about you, babe?
I think Barbie. That was my favorite movie. I feel like I didn't watch that many movies this year as I normally do. I normally watch way more movies, but I found myself not going to the theater as often, probably because of the strike. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
What about scary movies?
I'm looking for scary movies, but I can't, I'm pretty sure there's been some good scary movies that I've liked this year. And why can't I remember?
Maybe December was pretty good.
List. Here, I'll send this to you. But it's making me feel like I didn't watch anything this year.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense that Barbie would be the first one on your top because I feel like summer is prime time for like the best movies.
It's true. It's like a blockbuster.
And then, and then there's another wave with like fall and holiday.
Yeah, Christmas time.
So the first half of the year is usually not really the best movie time.
Yeah, that's you're right. I'm going to stick with Barbie being my favorite movie of the year.
Did you watch Air?
No. Oh, Air was good too.
Air was good. It's the story about how Nike got Michael Jordan to be kind of their really first big athlete signing. And it's about the Air Jordan shoe. So that one's really good. Creed 3 was great as well.
Yeah, but none of those made the top. So even scary movies, I didn't watch too many scary movies that I was super impressed with.
I did watch The Family Swap. Is that what it was called?
Family
after
Switch.
You recommended it. Family the Family Switch. Switch, yeah. After you recommended it last week, I thought
it was
so
cute. Did you like
it?
It was cute. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah,
it was such an
cute.
Easy watch.
I wouldn't consider it a Christmas movie. I was thinking about that after you guys
AJ
debated.
AJ said that. I thought it would be.
It just happens to be around Christmas.
What about TV shows? Since movies are not at this year.
Movies are not, like,
I know. TV shows for me, I mean, I watched a lot of reality TV shows
Golden
this
Bachelor
year.
Was cool.
Golden Bachelor was really good. I also loved watching Squid Game The Challenge.
Yeah, we loved that.
That one was really interesting and fun. Yeah.
I have two.
Okay.
Morning Show Season 3.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. It's absolutely, like, way better than Season 2 for sure.
Yeah. I still like Season 1 the best.
That's the best, but still.
Are you on Season 2? I haven't started Season 3 yet, but I finished Season 2. Oh,
okay.
And I loved that show.
Yeah.
I thought it was so well done.
It's so well done, so well written, so well acted. I love Jennifer Aniston.
Other than the hair, Reese Witherspoon's hair in Season 1, I was like, this is so obviously a wig. Couldn't have done better. Everything else is so amazing.
That's funny.
That's the one thing I was like, no. No one wears a side part like that, the way she was doing it.
That's hilarious. So Morning Show Season 3 and Loki Season 2 was very good TV for those who watched the last two episodes of Loki. Just some of the best TV I've ever watched.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Redeemed with the TV shows.
Yeah, I think TV did well this year. There was a lot to watch.
Absolutely. I will plug Fright Crew, which is the animated series that I'm on.
Oh, yeah.
Directed by Eli Roth, and it is on Hulu, so check it out. I'm in a couple episodes as a character named John John, and he's a Filipino kuya, which is what a shirt that I'm wearing right now.
So what type of personality does your character have?
He's like me. He has a little sister and that he's watching out for, so he's being like the protective older brother. He's kind of... well, there's a scene that didn't make it, I remember, that he's pretty frantic in, but that didn't make the cut. So maybe he'll come in more Season 2. But yes, Fright Crew, spelled K-R-E-W-E, Fright Crew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about music? Tell us your favorite songs or albums of the year, and maybe include any that you worked on as well. Favorite song to make, and then your favorite song to listen to, maybe.
For me, my favorite song, well, my favorite album that I listened to this year was Guts, Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, that's a great album.
I know a lot of people like Sour more than Guts. I don't know. I thought the more I listened to it, the more I enjoyed it. I think it's so fun, so unique. I just love Olivia Rodrigo. I think she's super cute and love her. So I listened to that album on repeat this year.
My top album, I think, on my Spotify Wrapped. Oh, this is our Sweet or Savory Wrapped, by the way. That's what we want to name the episode.
I love it.
Tori Kelly's EP for me.
Missing You was like number one.
Yeah, we listened to it a lot. And then I was listening to it a lot because we played it on tour for one of the shows when Tori came out. So that was really cool. Really great production on that album. She co-wrote and produced with John Bellion, who is an amazing songwriter, singer-songwriter, and musician. And then the favorite one that I worked on was my own song called Take Me Back.
Yay!
So my first release in 3.5 years. And Alyssa reminded me that last year I posted during my Spotify Wrapped, that like month that was happening, that I said, I promise new music next year. And thank God I released at least one track.
You did it. You could check that off.
So that one's produced by Michael Alvarado of Us the Duo. So check that out, everyone.
I'm impressed, I think, that you guys know album names at all. I feel like I don't really listen to albums anymore.
It's a singles world. It's a singles world.
I know. Is that sad for you as musicians?
I don't think so. I like to listen to the full album because I like the story that it tells. And I know AJ's taught me this. Like, I used to listen to albums on shuffle, just like everything's on shuffle on my Spotify. But he was like, no, like the artist placed them, or the label placed them in a different, in a specific order. And that order tells a story. So I now I'll always listen to it in order because I want it to be in the way.
That Adele made it so albums play in order opposed to on shuffle first. Adele complained to Spotify.
Adele did?
Yeah.
Really?
Begged them to change it, essentially. I don't know about begged, but she was just like, please make an album play first in order. And when you select an album, it doesn't go to shuffle right away because that's what it used to do.
Yeah, I think I have noticed
that. Smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it takes you on a whole journey.
Right. Yeah, I am sad about it being like a singles world because that's also what like all my producer friends are telling me and things like that, which I think has stopped me from like wanting to even create like an album. Cohesive, bigger, larger piece of work, like an album. But yeah, I'm cool with either or. However, music and and artists, especially younger artists who are trying to release music, however it works out for them, whether it's singles or albums, I think it's cool.
It might be kind of a lost art that turns into like a thing if you're like an album artist.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I make full albums and that's my thing. So you have to go listen to the whole thing or something.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a lost art, but it does make it more special when your favorite artist or if you come out with an album, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to fashion. Ooh. My favorite topic of the day. So were there any trends this year that you loved? And were there any trends that you
hated,
admired, but did not hop on the train?
I like hated. That. That's nice.
I know Y2K was a big one that came back this year, which I love and I hate. Love because I did like tap into it a lot during tour because there was a whole theme of take me back. And so I did a lot of like Y2K outfits, but there's a lot of Y2K that I hate that I don't love. And I think it's very like trends in general are very like fast fashion-y. They're not very classic. So I guess I don't like that about trending clothes, but I had fun creating outfits for the tour, for the look. And I thought it was cool that the nostalgic of the trend of the fashion trend came back this year. Cause it just went along well with the whole take me back theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also like that some things are coming back, like just like baggier pants and baggier jeans, things that feel a little more comfortable than tighter, skinny jeans and things like that. And just loose tops as well and oversized jackets. I have really embraced that recently. And I want to thank my stylist, Joshy Soul, who styled me for tour, who also encouraged me to wear that stuff in real life. You know, I just went to an event last night and I wore, it was the Aquaman 2 premiere and I wore some baggier cargo jeans and an oversized jacket top and people are like, yo, nice fit, man. You know,
I noticed that. Thank you. I was like, wow, look at them.
I know. I loved it.
Thanks, Julie. Yeah. I have been getting a lot more compliments, I guess, and notice on the things I'm wearing. And that's because of my stylist, Josh, who helped me be confident in that stuff, but B, because the trend of that is coming back for sure, especially like Gen Z really, really embraces kind of going back to the early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done that color wheel thing? Like it was a filter on TikTok for a while, but it's also like
I was doing that thing yesterday because I was trying to figure when people were complimenting the purple. I've never worn purple. I don't even own anything in that color. And I was like, what? Should I be wearing this color more often? So I did like the color analysis wheel, but I still have trouble knowing which one suits me the best. I think I need to go to a professional.
Yeah, one of those people that holds it up and like get your actual colors done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Can we do a quick rapid fire yay or nay to some 2023 trends?
Yes.
Tell us what you think.
Yes.
Okay. I'm reading an article from Vogue that has what the top 2023 trends were.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number one is called Look Ma, No Pants. AKA people were wearing a lot of like essentially like underwear shapes or like very, very short shorts as the bottom. And then they would just wear like tights or nothing, or like I think Kendall Jenner maybe wore something like this to the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No pants look.
Yay or nay?
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Nay. Do what you really think. You were like waiting for me to answer. Like, is it okay if I say I hate it?
No, I was thinking of a middle, like I'm very neutral on it.
You know why? I mean? Just stick with one side. That's no, why we're sweet or savory.
Let me make a quick confession real quick.
I'm scared.
I have been wearing briefs.
But not just that. Tell the people.
Not just that. I know. Well, see, when I open up to my guy friends, you know, like on tour and stuff, some of them were like, dude, me too, bro.
No.
Like, yeah, for real. I'm not going to out them. I'm just saying. Like, and it doesn't matter, whatever. Anyway, so, you know, boxer briefs are usually probably the most popular garment of underwear for, you know, male identifying. I feel like I actually take it a step further and I go briefs, but not just briefs, bikini cut briefs.
Julie.
What, so do you just feel total freedom now or?
Yeah.
What motivated like? This change?
The feel is that my legs are just free. You know what I mean? Like it just feels, I feel like I can run, like I can pick up my knees higher. You know what I'm saying? When I'm running.
I'm glad you feel like this is a safe space, AJ.
Yeah, it's honestly better than no underwear to me. You know, like you know when you're quote unquote free balling. You know what I mean? Like, that's like the most free. But actually having these briefs, like everything just kind of tucked in. You know what
secure, and yet free.
Secured goods.
I will say the first time you wore them, I was like. Oh, that's a look.
Well, I'm not be walking around.
They're the same size as mine. Okay, they get confused in the laundry, and we do our separate laundry. But sometimes, if there's just a few things, we'll like throw in each other's, and I've gotten confused on which underwear was mine. So
well, I don't know what to say, guys. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
And I guess I would say I'm glad you still wear pants on top, despite the trend being
the
no pants.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad I got that off my chest for those of y'all who are listening.
I wonder if anybody else wears those.
Trend number two, yay or nay, is boho. Okay, this is probably more of a women's trend. Boho inspired Y2K denim maxi skirt. So basically just long jean skirt.
Mm.
3, 2, 1.
Yay. I like them. I haven't found a pair that looks good on me because I'm short. I have short legs. I feel like they look good when you have really long legs. But or they just have to be cut right for petite gals. But I think they're cute when you style them nice.
Okay, what about this one? The giant AirPod Max, or just like big over the head Bluetooth headphones instead of the earbuds. 3, 2, 1.
Yay. I like them. I wear them all the time because the little ones sometimes fall out of my ear. Actually, it's also because I think mine broke. So then I just started using the Air Max ones. And now I just like the noise canceling of it all. But then I will say that I do get scared more when I wear.
Why?
Because the noise canceling, I don't have the perception of what's around me.
I thought you meant because someone's going to steal them.
No, it's because people will come out of nowhere and I don't know they're around because the noise canceling is so strong. AJ scared me a few times.
Yes, literally. She's like, why are you coming in the house like that? And like, I come in, the dogs bark. Like, I'm like, hey, babe, I'm home.
But I can't even hear the dogs
and
barking.
And then I walk into like a room and you're like, what?
Yeah, it's happened a few times.
Do they have the option where you can make them non-noise canceling?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
but
I like AirPods, the noise canceling. Regular AirPods. I will say that to me, the only reason why I said nay is that because it shows like that you have $600 headphones on. Like, cool. You know what I mean?
You know, it's kind of like a flex.
It's a little flexy for me.
So would you not wear a designer label, AJ? Like, would you ever wear like a Chanel top or like, you know, something like that?
I wouldn't. I would wear maybe shoes. That's a little more low key. I feel like than like on your neck. This is $600. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't wear a Gucci top. I guess I can't say never because maybe on tour or something I'll do that. But I would rather keep it more low key. So shoes and maybe necklace. No one really knows though how much your necklaces are or like how heavy they are. Mm-hmm. They could be fake for real. But the headphones feel low flexy.
Your team Quiet Luxury, which is another trend of this year. It's not listed on here, but what about you, Alyssa? Would you wear like a obvious designer bag or something?
No, I like more understated. I don't like logos. I don't like big flashy. I don't know why. I think it's the same thing. Something about it just screams, I have money. I just find it a bit tacky.
Dang.
Sorry, I know. I'm thinking of someone in particular when I'm thinking about that. But for me, it just screams a little too much. And I'm in for loud luxury and quiet luxury, but not in the huge designer, like throwing it out there type of thing.
Okay. This might be a niche follow up, but do you think that Filipino culture has influenced this at all? Because from my outside perspective, I feel like there is more respect to a designer label sometimes in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, there is in some circles, but there is also sort of the element of like, oh, I don't want to come across as braggy.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. I'm literally thinking of my Filipino relatives that
And pose it trickles with their down, BMWs. Trickles down sometimes to the... to the kids, and then they're just wearing Louis Vuitton and shit all the time.
It is a big thing in Filipino culture to kind of be more showy and will cheap out on certain things like a hotel room or like a vacation. And as long as everything looks good, that's where they'll spend their money on. But then the things like having a nicer flight or I don't know, having a more comfortable stay.
I understand what you're saying.
It's just not prioritized, and it's more about...
Yeah, they'd rather have the Louis Vuitton bag.
The Louis Vuitton bag, which is just like...
It's really the prints, actually, that bother me.
Yeah, mostly. The bags are fine. Honestly, bags are fine. Like, I love a designer purse.
Prints on the bag, though, too.
Yeah, prints on the bag, too. Bug me, also. Yeah.
That's why I like the Prada purse that I bought you for our wedding.
Yeah, I like designer things for the quality of it. Mm-hmm. And that it's like a timeless piece that you can you can sell it. You know, it doesn't really lose its value. But yeah, I just don't like
quiet
it. Don't like
luxury. It. Okay, that was fashion. Shall we move on to pop culture moments?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, what were some of your favorite pop culture moments of 2023?
I don't know about favorite, but I thought a really interesting and fun one was Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift because it also exposed how like men feel about, I think women, honestly, you know, the way that a lot of football bros like really were like, oh, what do you like? Or why does this matter? Or Travis Kelce was already famous before Taylor Swift, like things like that. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really interesting to see you act like this towards this seemingly harmless courtship.
Yeah, that was an interesting... I remember seeing people doing the trend on TikTok where they would secretly film themselves talking about how Travis Kelce really put, or sorry,
Taylor Swift
put really put Travis Kelce on the map. And there were some people that were like genuinely really upset about saying that. Yeah. I just thought it was so funny. When obviously, duh, it was a joke.
but also,
it's kind of true.
It's honestly true. I mean, like, they've been football's American,
it. Yeah.
First of all, Taylor Swift is an international artist. So, of course, people around the world are not going to know who Travis Kelce is until he starts dating Taylor Swift.
Well, also, the NFL was really milking it with their ads and things like this. Social media. That's how you can tell that they're really using it, you know, and it's elevating the NFL in some ways.
Yeah, I thought that was such a sweet moment to watch, especially if you had seen like the original posts, which, by the way, I'm not a sports person, but I actually already followed the Kelce Brothers podcast before Taylor. Yeah.
Cool.
Because of the Super Bowl last year where the brothers played each other.
That was a heartwarming story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I followed their podcast after that. So then, to watch like him talking about her on the podcast and then you find out, oh my gosh, they started dating since then.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute to watch the whole thing.
I like that pop culture moment.
What about Rihanna's halftime performance and pregnancy announcement?
Wow, I can't believe that was this year.
My favorite part of that performance was when she pulled out Fenty Beauty. Because I'm just a marketing, like...
Oh, I don't remember that.
I studied marketing and I love like when they throw in different things. Because you don't get paid to do the Super Bowl. You get paid to like put on the production. But as the artist, you don't get paid. It's just one of those things. But... that was her way of like getting her bag because Fenty Beauty is such a big beauty brand and that's hers.
Yeah, she took out a product and put it on.
She paused the show, took out a product, used it. And there were, you know, articles written about she used all Fenty on her face. Like I was even curious about what glitter she used on her face. And so that I was like, oh, just love Rihanna. I think she's so smart and love that she did her pregnancy announcement because I had honestly no idea.
Yeah, same.
Do you remember, and did maybe you guys didn't feel this way, but I remember watching it feeling so awkward at first. Like, is this a pregnancy announcement?
Right. Yeah.
Because she was showing, but it was still early. And I was kind of like, I saw so many funny TikToks that were like, girl, just tell us. Like, we don't want to assume.
Oh my gosh.
We're not trying to like, you know, because she also had a baby somewhat recently before that.
Some people were defending her. Like, they're like, no, she's not. Like, she's naturally, you know, just like being natural in her body, like not doing what all these celebrities do. But she ended up being pregnant. It was funny.
Oh, I was so stressed out for those like 5 hours between when we saw it and when she confirmed.
Yeah.
I was she's getting all this stuff even about what if she's not?
Yeah. I wasn't sure until it was confirmed like later on because we watched it a little late.
That's so funny. That's
but
really
she did
funny.
hold the belly a little bit at one point. So
we
thought. Do you follow any of the like British royalty news? Like King Charles coronation was this year, apparently.
Yeah, that's true.
Something with Harry. A little bit of it. I didn't.
Yeah,
keep
I
up
watched
on that.
The Meghan Markle and Harry documentary. Okay. And I love Meghan Markle.
But it makes you hate that system.
Yeah, it does. So. It makes you hate the system and realize how just corrupt it is.
And it's like, it's racist at the end of the day.
Yeah, racist.
Because it's about kind of them being in power, like always.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then them like kind of shunning Meghan Markle. And not like Queen Elizabeth herself, but...
Well,
a part of the system.
There was something that came out recently where it was accidentally leaked on who made the comments about being worried about how dark her baby was going to be.
Yeah.
And they...
Oh my gosh.
And it was his brother and Kate. Yeah. That's probably why they're not as close.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Last pop culture moment I'm looking at right now. Which we kind of touched on with Taylor Swift, but just her whole Eras tour, I feel like is kind of worth talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we talked about it last week, huh? With her workout.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Plan and everything.
The fact that so many artists were on tour this year, including Little Old Me, fighting for tour bus.
Yeah, that was
huge pop cultural moment that Jonas Brothers, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, they were all playing very similar you know, stadiums. Coldplay was on tour.
Some people went to all of them.
Some people went to all of them, which was really great. Mm-hmm. I think that it is just a testament that people really love live music. And I think that during the pandemic, there were a lot of people who were like, hey, invest in virtual stuff, which I did, you know, like having my Twitch channel and all that stuff and the production we have at home, which is cool. And I think having Zoom concerts and all that was really fun. And I think people were thinking that that, including that virtual reality and NFTs and stuff like that was their thinking. Mm. But seeing how this year panned out, it's just like, obviously human beings want to be with each other in a real space. Like, if you're out here buying a virtual island for a couple million dollars, like, whatever do you, but the real connection is where we see each other because of our shared interests and we're having fun with each other and dancing to an artist that we love. So this year really helped solidify that and the human connection.
Mm-hmm. Especially with music. Exactly. I'm looking up this article now because actually it was at church this week that the pastor brought this up, but I'm also Googling it now and seeing there's a bunch of articles about these studies or this study that shows that singing specifically more than other shared activities bonds people more quickly.
Wow.
So like you can, you can
Like
do other activities with other people and over time, all of them will bond you because you're spending time together. But specifically singing was like dramatically faster bonding if you sing together.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. That's why we're
so bonded.
Yeah.
No, I honestly, I think that's why you have such good relationships with people.
With people, yeah.
And like, you just have like a long list of people that are like pretty cool that you have really good relationships with. And I think it's because you find that connection through music a lot of the times. Like, we're planning to do just like some really fun videos.
Content cover day
in the new year. So stay tuned for all of that. And I'm like, oh my God, some of the people that are in it, I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's cool to have that. And then you're kind of bonded. Like, you know, I randomly did a collab with Hayley Kiyoko one time. And it's like, oh, we're always going to remember, hey, we did that cover together, you know. Yeah. That's really cool to hear that little stat there,
yeah,
Julie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to wrap up or keep going?
Yeah, let's we can wrap
a little over an hour, I think.
Yeah
we can wrap.
Okay, cool. Well, what a great 2023. Are there any other quick highlights you want to mention that haven't come up yet?
I want to reiterate that tour this year was just one of the best things in my life, my whole career. And I'm just so grateful to all of the fans who showed up and bought tickets. And especially when I didn't feel like I could sell tickets, I literally had so much doubt, real true doubt in myself and a lot of imposter syndrome that I've had over the last, you know, almost 20 years now of my career. So to be on stage and have people come out and buy merch, that was just really, really special. So I just want to thank everybody for supporting and even people who like didn't come to the show or missed the show, they would come up to me like asking how tour was, like as if it was like as important as my wedding. You know what I mean? Like, it was very cool to have everybody wanting to catch up with me on that. So thanks to everybody who was a part of that. And next year in April, we are touring again. East Coast this time.
Yay.
So ticket sales are going a little slower than the West Coast, but that's okay because I want to keep, you know, reaching out to these cities and letting them know that I'm going to come to town. So come through to Chicago, Toronto, Boston, New York, DC, and Virginia Beach.
Oh, wow.
Next April.
Hot.
Fun.
Yes. What about you?
I'm trying to think of anything. I don't even know.
I know it's tough because we've been so busy. We've been actually looking forward to the end of this past weekend where it was our last like kind of big event. And then now it's just Christmas time and hanging out and chilling. So,
I mean, I just want to say thank you to everyone that listens to this podcast. Every time someone mentions it, even our friends are like, oh, I just listened to that last podcast. Yeah. And like, it really helps to remember that people are listening and that we're not speaking to no one. We're not just, it's not just for us. Even if it was just for us three, that would be fun still.
Yeah.
But to hear people talk back and like share different moments of the podcast that they loved or a specific episode, it means a lot because this is, you know, a fun project for us that we can hopefully take into a bigger scale next year. And also people just that follow along on our journeys on social media and continue to support us and click all of our links and watch all of our ads and just encourage us to keep posting our content. We're just really grateful to have a community of people that even care about what we do.
Yes. So thank you, sweet or savory listeners. We are so grateful for you.
Yes.
I love that. And that is Sweet or Savory 2023 wrapped.
And next year, Julie will have a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. That is crazy.
End of January.
Wild. Less than 6 weeks.
Less than 6 weeks.
I can't believe.
Well, hopefully
technically
we still
2.5
Julie.
Weeks till I'm full term.
Wow, that's wild. Yes. Yeah. Whenever you're like,
Julie will be on maternity leave.
Yeah,
when
Julie
the baby
will be
comes.
On maternity leave for the
I'm
pod.
Just going to be podcasting from the hospital while I'm in labor. Like, I need the distraction. Please let me do
oh
it, guys.
Oh, my God.
imagine.
Insane.
While they're feeding you cookies.
did oh, you my get, gosh, the video.
Yeah. Did you get the That'd hospital that you wanted, by the way?
I think so. I mean, okay, I'm registered cool. for it.
Awesome.
So hopefully I'll have time to get there day of.
That's true. Labor is like
usually
can happen, right?
I know,
right? Sometimes yeah. So like, I'm planning on it. Yeah. But we'll see. I hope. I don't think first baby. That's not usually very fast for people.
Yeah.
So I've got time.
Yes.
But hopefully it'll be like, you know, middle of the night where it's not too much traffic.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great.
Cool. Well, thank you, Julie. Thank you so much. And please like, subscribe, YouTube.
Like,
that's right.
Subscribe, follow us on social media.
Leave a comment if you've made it this far. And
Wait. I love when there's secret things.
Yes, leave a comment
in our post on Instagram or on YouTube. If you've made it this far, what should it be?
Secret word.
Secret word.
Ooh.
Cookies.
Cookies. If you leave that word, we'll know that you are a true loyal listener.
Listener, cookies.
I love
wink.
It.
You could do a wink or you could not. I don't know.
Sweet or savory cookies.
Sweet or savory cookies. Yeah, you could have a savory cookie.
Absolutely.
Stay sweet.
Or savory.
Or delicious. Cookies are on the mind.
Happy 2023.
See you in 2024.
Bye.
Bye.